Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Jess Hooker, Chestnut Talk, and Woolly Mammoth. It's on the way in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The next time you're traveling, don't forget about the historical and beautiful state of Illinois. Catch a Cubs game at Wrigley Field in Chicago. Hit a riverboat casino in Peoria. And make sure you visit the charming community of Effingham, Illinois, where Interstate 70 meets the Little Wabash River.
And whenever you're in Effingham, visit the Effing House Family Restaurant.
Founded in 1854 by the corpulent railroad magnate, Colonel Harry S. Effing, the Effinghouse Family Restaurant is one of America's oldest and finest dining establishments.
Start your day with a delicious effing country breakfast featuring an effing omelet with toast, grits, and a big effing beverage of your choice.
Or try our BED, the Big Effing Deal. Once again this week, it's effing ham and eggs.
For lunch, try the huge effing burger. And fried in a rich butter sauce mixed with big effing egg yolks, we call it the effing heart attack.
It's an effing experience you'll never forget. And what about dinner?
Juicy effing steaks with fresh effing veggies and a creme brulee that's effing out of this effing world. Or go effing nuts with a hot fudge sundae.
How would you rate the Effing House Family Restaurant?
It was the best effing experience of my life.
Rate this place? Well, yeah, I wouldn't give it a B. I wouldn't even give it a C, because it's effing A.
In Effingham, Illinois, it's the Effing House Family Restaurant. You'll have an effing good time.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show, or as I like to call it in my head, the big mess. Hello, Tom. How are you, buddy?
Doing okay. Sipping some tea over here. Doing just fine.
Did you say you had something new for Jess Hooker to concoct for us, if you will?
Yeah. You want to get? Is she here?
She's here.
Yeah, she is here.
Miss Hooker. Oh, Miss Hooker.
Hang on. I'll get her. Jess!
Oh, God.
Oh, boy. She's not going to like that.
No.
I don't see her.
She's coming.
PTSD.
Okay, now.
That's funny.
Hey,
here
Jess.
There she is.
I saw her little eye roll. And Jess, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were even here. The larger point here is we talked about the song. It's called The Christmas Song.
Okay.
Which is ballsy, by the way, to name your song The Christmas Song before it's even a hit.
I know, but they nailed it.
Boy, he
nailed
it. Good, though.
Yeah. I didn't know
and
it was
Mel Torme was quite interested in balls, actually.
I thought it was just chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Wait a minute. What are you saying now? Mel Torme
wrote The Christmas
alternate
Song.
Alternate lifestyle?
Yeah, it was fine.
Really?
Yeah, of course.
Mel Torme?
Yeah, absolutely.
It might be an assumption on his part.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, there's a variation of his nickname.
No, no, no.
Oh, geez.
I know where you're
at. Yeah, no, no. It's out there. Hi, Jess. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. No, I'm terrible. But the point is, that song begins.
He has diarrhea.
It begins with the phrase chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Yeah.
And chestnuts appears in a lot. I've never had a chestnut.
I haven't. I did some research over the weekend after you gave me this assignment, and I ordered. There's chestnut tools. You have to make an X at the top before you roast them on an open fire so that they don't burst.
Oh, okay.
And then you usually serve them with butter and rosemary, like dipped.
So all right.
That's the plan.
So we're going to try them?
Probably, if not late this week, early next week.
Are they in a shell? I mean, we have to shell. Like,
I'm not going to make you shell your own nuts, Christy. I'll do it for you.
Pat, no.
What's it like shelling your own nuts?
I just don't know what they are.
Let me tell you.
Now that you're soloing.
No. I haven't spent all these decades becoming Chick McGee to shell my own nuts. I can tell you that.
I don't know what a chestnut looks like.
It is. It's
looks like a buckeye, kind of.
Yeah, it does look like a buckeye. Oh,
but it's one of those things, like, for I don't know what frankincense and myrrh are.
Myrrh. It's gum, I think, and perfume or something like that.
Gum.
They were gifts.
Chewing gum?
Like old times,
you don't want to give a little baby chewing gum.
No,
they're for the parents.
Jesus wouldn't have made it to 33 if they gave him juicy fruit.
No, they were frankincense, myrrh,
essential oils, is what they are.
Yeah, it was some sort of a coconut leaf
chewing tobacco.
By the way, I'm so glad they called them frankincense and myrrh, not essential oils. It sounds like well, Joseph drove up in a Range Rover after his Pilates lesson. He took his essential oils.
These are on.
I have to get a baby gift, possibly some essential oils.
You guys, okay.
Jess, sure. I would like to shell my own.
Yes, I'm mocking my own life, of course. I know.
I want to shell my own chestnuts because I want the whole experience.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
You have to have a special tool for that.
But it is one of those things. No one really knows what it is.
Yeah, so I'm going to just do them on the grill. That seems to be the safest way so we don't have an open fire on the porch.
Now, essentially an open fire.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
This is leading to this story. I think this is absolutely fascinating because I think I'm the only one in the room interested in science.
We don't have a story.
Oh, well, you're a woodworker.
Science. Yeah, you're a...
Are you talking about the toy?
That's a great... But no.
No, we're going to do a Christmas hunk. We're sticking with our Christmas.
This is something about steak.
Steak? Oh.
This is the food source of ancient humans in what is now called North America.
Yeah, it's mammoth.
In Outburger?
Mammoth steak.
Oh, all right. Yeah,
really? Mammoth?
Yeah.
Researchers
used stable isotope analysis to model the diet of the mother of an infant discovered at a 13,000-year-old Clovis burial site in Montana.
Don't give the baby woolly mammoth.
First of all, I love the fact that they think we have any idea what stable isotope analysis is.
Well, I'm sure scientists
know. I'm sure it's important to have it in there, but yeah, I have no idea.
You don't know what SIA is?
Yeah, boy, that's embarrassing.
Really?
They found that about 40% of her diet came from mammoth.
At least.
With other large animals like elk and bison making up the rest. Mm-hmm. See how important protein is for
it
you,
It is
Pat?
To some people.
No kidding.
Small mammals played a very minor role in her diet. These findings support the hypothesis that the ancient Clovis people specialized in hunting large animals rather than primarily foraging for smaller animals and plants.
Yeah, that's because if Grog goes out there, well, I caught 3 chipmunks. Oh, really? Lloyd got a mammoth. We're eating for a month.
Isn't Clovis a southern name?
Cletus Clovis.
Clovis. And Clovis and Cletus and Larry. And that's right. They all
pronounced Cletus. You city boys.
That's our sister, Cletus. Yeah, Mama Labia.
Well played.
She's in the pink hoodie.
Oh, God.
So, this is fascinating.
Yeah.
How'd they bring down a mammoth?
Spears and stuff.
Yeah, maybe they drove them over cliffs or something.
Very obvious.
Drove them over, yeah. Well, then they have to go down the cliff
to get the mammoth.
And then they have to drag it back
up. They
know
that they can go around the long way. I'm guessing.
A woolly mammoth as big as an elephant, you think?
Yeah.
I'm going to say bigger.
Yeah. Yeah, they may have been a little bigger.
Didn't they? And there's a guy right now trying to more or less recreate them Jurassic Park style. So my point is, I think, Pat, maybe we can resurrect Loon Lake Lodge.
Oh, I love that place.
And serve woolly mammoth. The late great restaurant that had all kinds of elk and deer and all kinds of great stuff.
So is our mammoth like elephants?
Yeah.
So we don't eat elephants?
No, because we have other things we can eat. This was what was available. Okay. This is essentially a story. People ate what was available to them.
What they could catch.
Yeah. This right. was,
and
yeah,
one this thing, I didn't give you the whole story. You know that redneck and like hillbilly caveman?
Yeah.
They'd overcook it.
Is there a joke there?
Yes.
I don't get that.
They like hillbillies well like things well done.
Whoa.
They don't order medium or rare.
How is this ever?
I love it when he tries to talk white trash.
That's a stereotype?
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't know that?
I've never heard
of
that.
Of course not.
No.
Ace eats everything well done. That doesn't apply.
Ace is a rare black hillbilly.
He's rare black hillbilly.
Ace is black trash. You never hear black trash.
Never.
You know, they...
Oh, boy.
For a reason.
There's a TV show they've never done.
Black trash?
Black hillbillies.
Oh.
Oh, I don't want to do this. Oh, this
is so nervous.
Yeah, right?
Right after Mel Torme.
Yeah. Hey, I see you have a song about a woolly mammoth on your screen there.
Uno, dos, one, two, Susie Quattro. Oh, you better stop messing.
Better stop messing.
In the lab after dark. Leave that DNA alone.
Whoa.
Remember Jurassic Park. Woolly mammoth. Everybody.
Woolly mammoth.
Oh, yeah. Come on now. Come on now. Woolly mammoth.
Woolly mammoth.
Woolly mammoth. Okay, we're on track now. Dilophosaurus ate Newman.
Huh?
But not Sam Neill.
Jurassic Park.
Sam Neill wasn't tasty.
Not tasty.
Had no T-Rex appeal. Woolly mammoth. Sing it for me now.
Woolly mammoth.
Bum, 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 bum. Come on.
Woolly mammoth. Woolly mammoth.
Hey,
woolly mammoth.
Woo! Watch me now. Watch me now.
Here
watch
comes. Here comes. Here comes.
They call me the Velvet.
So now you're gonna ask Jess to make us woolly mammoth? Is that what you're asking?
Yes. Now it's gonna
right
be a while. It's gonna be if this guy recreates woolly mammoth.
Now, you would not eat.
I don't even think we can get elephant meat.
You know the premise of the movie The Freshman.
Yes.
Great movie where there's this whole dinner involving endangered species. Mm-hmm. People are eating them.
Okay.
Do people ever eat elephant?
That's my question.
I bet they do. You know?
Sure. Yeah,
I mean, that's maybe different tribes eat elephant.
Maybe.
Let's not say the word tribe.
I bet if they came across one that was dead, I can't imagine that they're killing
them.
I think there's a place in Kenya where if you eat the whole thing, they put your picture on the wall of
the shack. That's really, yeah. Do you get a t-shirt?
Very popular place.
Yes.
Not many people have done it.
Didn't you try that once?
No, I never tried one of those giant steak eating.
No, who's the comedian? I'm sorry.
Like the great outdoors.
Yeah. He thinks I did the old 96 or whatever the hell.
There was some comedian that...
No kidding?
I'm sorry, I thought it was you. I didn't mean to.
Okay, here's your directions for an elephant stew. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
What is this now?
You can eat that. Apparently, species of elephant are hunted specifically for their meat in Cameroon.
Elephant stew recipe directions. Cut the elephant into bite-sized pieces. Number two, this takes about 2 months.
But they're not going to give you the story? Because all these recipes usually start with the story. Well, my grandma used to always make elephant.
Use large kettles, simmer equal parts, cook for a couple days. If you need, if more people are coming for dinner, add rabbits. But only do this if you
don't have enough elephant meat.
cut with rabbit. Okay.
And 500 pounds of assorted fresh vegetables.
Oh, okay. God.
What?
What are you reading?
Elephant has been eaten since prehistoric times, and it's still eaten in Cameroon, Central African Republic.
What does that say? Elephant stew.
Is that Republic a picture of Snoop Dogg?
Yep.
Okay.
All right. So, woolly mammoth probably tastes a lot like elephant.
I would think.
Although I remember my mom used to say we'd be eating chicken, and she'd go, chicken doesn't taste like it used to taste when she was a kid.
Yeah, that's the way Alzheimer's manifested back then.
Well, they do say we have like new tongues every 5 or 7 years or something.
Yeah, things.
And your taste buds.
However, you are right about
it. But I think his point is that chicken's probably a little more...
processed?
Yeah.
But
I wonder if...
Bananas do not taste as good as the original bananas we had. before
I
like
agree.
Before like the 50s.
Is there, I agree.
Is there any way to quantify that? Is bananas, there any like scientific thing they
bananas
can do?
Bananas used to taste like the cream in banana flip pastries, or whatever those are.
Oh,
that's
really?
Yeah,
a little more
sweet
on the banana.
A little richer flavor.
Yeah. Well, I just want to thank Pat for bringing back my love for Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs.
Well, he's terrific. Good stuff. Yeah. Crazy stuff.
Yeah, that is such a great song.
It is a great song.
The original Woolly Bully. Yeah. If you're not familiar with it, I highly recommend it. Anyways, Jess, thank you for sitting in. You're more than welcome to stay for a few minutes.
Okay, I'll hang out with you.
I am really looking forward to the chestnuts.
I am too, actually. I'm excited to try it. And I make chestnut dressing at Christmas and at Thanksgiving. So that's the only way I've had them is when they're already prepared.
So you buy them?
You buy them, they're already...
blanched?
No. Chopped? I mean, they're cracked. They're open. It's the middle. It's just the nut, and they've already been soaked. So they have a very, they have a dense, I don't even know how to say
it.
Yeah, imagine if you soaked a nut and it absorbed the water.
Yeah,
you gotta soak that nut.
They prune a little bit.
Hey, Josh, what would you have if you had a nut on your chest?
I'd have a chestnut.
And what would you have if you had a nut on the wall?
A walnut.
What would you have if you had a nut on your chin?
A boyfriend.
I like the cleaned version.
Yeah, I do too.
Nicely done.
Yeah.
What are the things? So water chestnuts, those things in Chinese food. Every time I have one, I go, why don't I have these in salad every day? They're
I
so good.
I love them.
Yeah, they're great.
I love the crunch.
Those have nothing to do with chestnuts, right?
Yeah, no, they're not nuts at all.
No,
I think they're a vegetable.
They're a treat.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to finally finding out what chestnuts are.
You know what? Another Christmas treat I've never had.
Yes.
Figgy pudding.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, what is that?
Anybody ever had figgy pudding?
No, I would like to, though. I love Fig Newtons.
Is it figs? Figgy pudding?
One would assume, but I don't know for sure.
From the name, one would assume.
I had fresh figs for one Christmas one time. Fresh figs.
Oh, they're great. So good.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Ever see the movie version of D.H. Lawrence, Women in Love?
No, I haven't.
The fig scene?
No, because I
said
still...
no, and he goes, you know, the fig scene.
Yeah, yeah, he doesn't.
I was talking to the more elite of the audience.
Oh, my God.
Those that have been exposed to pure cinema. No, it's a rather...
sexual?
Yeah. Oliver Reed and who was it? Alan Bates. Nice. That's a great scene. Now, what's coming up, Christy Lee?
Oh, gee, I don't know. We still have
everything's
time.
Coming up, Christy.
Oh, hey, did you know that Merriam-Webster has announced the 2024 Word of the Year?
Okay.
It's got to be better than the dumb one last week.
I don't think you're going to like it.
Oxford announced theirs.
Merriam.
You remember what the Oxford Word of the Year was?
Brain rot.
That is correct.
Yeah.
You guys aren't... necessarily those of rotten brains.
Shouldn't the Word of the Year be something you've heard?
Oh, you've heard this one. Polarization.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's very, very cold.
No.
Cold.
Extreme cold.
Refrigerators used to be called polarizers.
I'm sorry, polarizers.
Originating in the 1800s, the word is now...
Where's my beer at?
Most commonly used for sunglasses.
Commonly used.
here's a little upscale trip tip for you. If you've got one of those gizmos that shows your speedometer on the windshield.
Yes, sir.
If you have polarized sunglasses on, you can't read it.
You can't read it.
You can, but you got to tilt your head a little bit. Yeah, but... and not but, very yeah,
by the time, you,
til-
by the time
well.
You tilt your head, you're getting a ticket.
It's a hard knock life, isn't it?
Yeah, it's rough. It's rough out there.
Polarization means division.
Yeah, really?
Of course,
yeah.
And of course, causing. And now it's used to cause. It's causing strong disagreement between opposing factions.
I disagree with them. That's how polarizing this selection is.
Why can't we all be together?
Okay,
it's quiz
time. It's quiz time for the lady. Did you not get enough sleep?
Thank you. I feel like I look okay today.
No, you're
gone.
No,
she got yelled at.
No, you're resting your little head.
Oh, I'm just taking in the show. You guys are doing a great job.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche. Auch bei den Johnsons. Oder Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil. Unser Bestes.